Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on. Somebody bless his name. Come on, bless his name with me. Come on, bless his name with me. Bless his name, bless his name. We magnify your name, yeah. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. Come on, bless his name. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of your glory. He's worthy of the honor, of the praise. We magnify your name. Come on. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name. He's worthy. Come on. Lift your hands and give him praise. Lift your hands and give him praise. We bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name. Oh, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Come on now, bless him. Come on now. Come on, bless him. Well, 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 listen. Come on, grab your Bibles. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to the word. Father, we thank you. High glory. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in the priceless name and priceless and precious name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. And amen. Listen, want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. Okay, I'm going to say it again. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Come on now. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Come on now. Can you understand that he said the Word was not only with him, but it is him? So you cannot separate the Father from the Word. Oh, come on now. Come on now. I got to get this to you. You cannot separate God from his word. Come on now. Can I say it again? Hey, glory. His shot. Woo, you cannot separate God from his word. Come on. Did you get that? You are connected to the Father by the word. Amen. Listen, let's go to it. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you, Father. I thank you that you will think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen, and amen, and amen. Listen. So listen. I don't have a whole bunch of time, but I have to remind you that, first of all, you are in preparation, okay? You are in your season of favor and the greater, okay? That is God's divine presence and influence is going to be on your life. And increase, multiplication, expansion, enlargement, abundance, more than enough is going to be your portion. But he also said that this would be the season that your obedience, it would be your season of obedience to new beginnings, or it would activate new beginnings, new doors, new opportunities. And what you have to understand is, once you begin to activate this word of God in your life, once you begin to not only hear it, but you hide it in your heart and you begin to execute this word in your life. Now, let me say it like this, with understanding, now the Lord has permission to intervene and activate the whole kingdom of heaven on your behalf. Oh my God. See, I'm trying to, whoo, there it is right there. See, because it's the word of God. Okay. And because it's his word, the Bible says his word shall not return to him void. Oh my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. So this year, this season, as we are getting ready for the first feast of the season, amen, the feast of the Lord, God's divine appointments. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Woo, my God. You're going to understand that this time and season of being in God's presence, okay, because you are coming into his presence, you're going to find out that he comes down to execute this spiritual empowerment, enrichment, refreshment, restoration in your life personally. And he handles it. Oh, come on now. Glory. Mm-mm-mm. See, here we go. Well, let's go to the word, okay? All right. Psalms 102. Okay. Okay, let's just go here. Psalms 102. I want to get this to you. Psalms 102, verse 12 and 13. Psalms 102. Verse 12 and 13. Let me say it again. Psalms 102, verse 12 and 13. Okay. Let's see where my stuff is here. Psalms 102, verse 12 and 13. Okay. And it says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever. You, O Lord, shall endure forever. Let me say it again. You, O Lord, shall endure forever. Now, the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance is unto all generations. You shall arise. Okay? He's talking, Lord, you shall arise. This word arise in the Hebrew and Greek means come on the scene. You shall come on the scene. You shall come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion. Zion represents the body of Christ. Come on now. Come on, get this. So, okay, come on. I'm trying to break this down. See, I don't want to just preach it to you. I want to teach you so that way you can have understanding and destroy the devil in this area of your life. Because wherever you activate understanding, the devil has no power and he can't come to you that way. And be, come on now. Woo! You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Now, remember, we said this word time, okay? Or favor means his divine presence and influence on your life, okay? Now, this phrase set time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadim, which means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. So we didn't have anything to do with it. God created this time and season in the earth before the world began. Oh, come on now. In the beginning, when he created everything, when he had the vision of how the universe was going to look and how it was going to expand and grow. Glory, he said, I have created these. Why? Because to everything, Ecclesiastes, to everything, there is a season and a time. Come on now, to everything, there is a season and a time. We're going to use Psalms 102 today, and then I think we're just going to stay in Deuteronomy 16 today. Amen. Make sure we got it right here, Psalms 102. I want to make sure that you got the scriptures up there in Deuteronomy 16. Okay? So once again, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Oh, glory. For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Your moadim, your set time, okay, is present tense. Is represents the present tense, okay? So this is why this is so powerful, because it's right here and right now. Come on. Come on, somebody. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, come on. Come on. Get it, get it. I want you to get this right now. Come on. You shall arise. Ah, woo! And have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. Come on now. Oh, okay. Ah, that's what happened. See, the Bible says that that when the enemy comes in, that like a flood, we shall raise up a standard against him. Oh, come on now. See? Ha ha. Woo. Amen. Amen. Want to make sure everything is getting to everybody. Amen. Amen. And make sure this is public. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Password. Okay. Amen. Devil is a liar. Here we go. What's private? No, this is private. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right. So now, let's go to the next. Now, remember, we're talking about a set time, right? Talking about an appointed time that was created by God. So Deuteronomy chapter 16. It says in verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1. Amen. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord. So this is not just a Jewish thing or a Hebrew thing or Israel thing. This is, he says, keep the Passover to who? The Lord. So this is a time, because God appointed the time, those who have understanding and who will hear and execute his instructions in these appointed times shall receive. And this is out to everyone that will hear the voice of God, okay? Amen and amen. Woo! Keep the month of Abib, keep the Passover unto the Lord in the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. So when it seemed to be like it was the darkest moment, God, El Ohim, El Shaddai, El Elyon, brought you out of Egypt. Egypt represents the spirit of not enough. It's the shackle and bondage of slavery. It's bondage. Egypt represents bondage, represents slavery. It represents not enough. It represents debt, lack, and poverty. It represents sickness and disease. So he brought you forth out of glory, Egypt by night. Then if you look at verse 13, actually 16, says, three times in a year shall all mankind appear before the Lord thy God in the place that he will choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is right now the Feast of Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, okay? In the Feast of Weeks, which is also called the Feast of Pentecost. It wasn't called Feast of Pentecost until Acts chapter 2, okay? But it was represented as the Feast of Weeks because it was 7 weeks and one day from Passover. And in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. So when you came into his presence, three times in the year, he said, prepare an offering because he's going to exchange the blessing for what you bring in your basket. Oh, come on now. Woo! Oh, come on now. I'm trying to get this to you. God wants to exchange what you have in your basket with a blessing in his hand. Oh, my God. Woo! High glory, his shot. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the what? Blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath, past tense, given you. So this is why you must. See, this is why, I wish I had everybody on the broadcast today. When you understand that God commands us to come into his presence at these set times, these appointed times, bring a seed. Why? Because his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. When you know when to come and when to sow seed and how to sow that seed, now God can cause favor. He can cause the blessing. He can cause new beginnings, new activity, new windows, new opportunities. He can cause, oh my gosh, he can cause everything in your life to make a 360 degree turn. It's your set time of favor. Ha, glory. It's the feast of the Lord. Woo, come on now. We got to stop right there. But he said three times in a year. Three in the Bible represents obedience. Okay? So listen. Get your seed. Come on now. Get your seed prepared right now. Ha, glory. So like we said, we're going to be celebrating this feast of Passover. We're going to be doing a mini, what's called the Seder. It's the on the first night of the feast, which is a set time, or which is a Shabbat or Sabbath, is when they did the dinner. And through oral tradition, they told the story of how God brought them out of Egypt into the land of more than enough. How he defeated the gods of Egypt and destroyed Pharaoh, woo, and all his sorcerers and our glory. Woo, my God, my God. Why? Because he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Okay. So let's get your seed ready. Amen. So it says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Genesis 8:22. This is how God does what he does. This is why God is going to bless you and empower you. Why? Because you sow seed. Seed time is the period of planting seeds or investing in the kingdom consistently. Harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. So you can't have a harvest without first having seed in the ground. And how do we do that? We sow into good ground. Okay? Now, the first way you can sow is through the ministry, which is through the website. Amen. Of www.restoredministriesint.org. Okay, you can sow through there, and there's a PayPal button there. You can also use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail. Or if you want to take it up to another level, which is called the Taruma, okay, which is when you sow the seed into the hand of the priest. It's called an oblation or a wave or a heave offering in the Old Testament or in the Hebrew. And Ezekiel 44 verse 30 says that the first of all first fruits of all things and every oblation or teruma of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. How does he do it? He speaks the blessing of the Lord over your life. So it's the priest. He would go behind, he would take your basket with the offering behind the veil and wave it before the Lord. That's why it's called a wave offering. And he would pronounce the blessing over you and your household, and the blessing would rest in the household for that whole next year, okay? So you can use my Cash App at $MDBryant. I am the prophet. I am the priest. I am the supervising priest of this ministry. Amen. And my Zelle and my PayPal is also right there. But you must get your seed. You can't have harvest without seed. Father, I thank you that as they sow their seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So, Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord over those that will sow the seed into my hand. Father, I speak from the north, south, east, and west, and above and beneath, that they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Father, everything their hands touch is blessed. Where the soles of their feet shall tread upon is blessed. Woo! You're going to open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing in Jesus' name. Now listen, don't miss the rest of the week. Hey, thank you for joining in. Be blessed. It's your time of favor. It's your set time and your meeting time with the Father. Be blessed.